Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. If you suffer a sprain, strain, or fracture, the University of Kansas Health System offers orthopedic walk-in care at 435 and Nall in Overland Park. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Now, whenever our next guest comes in studio, I'm just tickled that I could tag him on Twitter and announce that @Mike_Boddicker is in studio with the Border Patrol right now. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. I was a little hurt that I got bumped this morning, but then I realized that you guys knew it was All Saints Day, and I would be at church anyway. So.
Oh, did you already go to church?
Yes,
Holy
did, yeah.
Day of Obligation.
Yes,
back,
it is.
Back in the old days.
Well, you think I bumped you? I didn't. I knew the deal, bud. I knew the deal.
All of us fish eaters in here.
Yes. Back in the day, when you were a Catholic school kid, you got All Saints Day off of school,
yes,
which made Halloween that much sweeter.
Yeah.
But I think the Catholic school kids have to go to school on
All
Saints Day now.
Oh, wow. Yes. No doubt about it.
That's a bummer.
Let's start
it is.
Off with Halloween candy. I believe, Nate, did you bring in that bag of Halloween candy?
Yeah.
Why is it all hot and melted? That's a real question. It's
what?
Like, I went to hot have one
melted.
Of the... One of the
you were sneaking your candy?
I wanted to have
no.
one of the Reese's, and it was all... It's all
melty?
Melty
is it really?
And squishy, yeah.
No.
Like, what were you doing?
Go throw it in the fridge.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yes, because it was all, you know.
Let's throw that bag in the fridge.
I'm just curious what was going on with that bag of candy.
Nothing. I mean,
he snuck it in his pants today.
No. Sneak it in your pants.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's what you do with candy.
I don't melt it.
I'm just curious.
And that's not what you do with
what
candy.
What is that bag of candy been through to where, if you don't believe me?
As far as I know, nothing. I mean,
hot and melty.
I bought three bags of candy for the kids.
I bet you did.
And I was out trick-or-treating with my son and my nephews. My wife was home passing out the candy. We had one big bag left over, and I'm not leaving that in the house because I'll eat it all. So I brought it here for everybody to enjoy.
And right.
I was a little disappointed with the assortment in that bag anyway. There's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which is tremendous. That's one of my top three candies. But there's also Whoppers, which is one of my bottom four.
I love
four.
Whoppers, though.
Oh, there's a whole bag
of them in there.
In there, I
buddy.
Like those.
They
love
might be a little warm and squishy, apparently, but
I
do I not
think
like
those,
Whoppers.
Those maintain their integrity.
Yeah, the malt.
And I don't like, and there's also like white chocolate Hershey's.
Those are good. Cookies and cream?
Cookies and cream?
Yeah.
Those are fantastic.
Where's Jake perk up? He's in there eating apples.
Oh, yeah, that's
all
your bag back there.
I'm kind of anti-white chocolate.
I just had
chocolate.
One of those.
He's eating
apples.
Almonds yeah. And he's in there all fired up. His eyes got
Shut
really
up.
Big.
I'm anti white chocolate. I don't like that. I'm against
good.
It. It's not real chocolate.
It's racist.
It's not real chocolate. It's like fake chocolate. It's I read something about that one time. I just don't you know.
Yeah, it sounds like you've done your research.
Melted it all.
Okay, so I saw Brian McCray in the mail room.
I saw B Mac downstairs.
Hello, B Mac. Who's gonna win tonight? And he said, I think the Astros are going to take it tonight.
I got the Dodgers tonight.
And you got the Dodgers?
Yep.
You're going to rain on my parade?
Sorry.
I wanted Verlander to win so bad last night, and he didn't.
He pitched good enough. The sixth innings pitch selection was awful.
How did he hit Utley?
I know.
That was
you
it.
You could have told him
that
what was coming.
It.
Utley was not going to hit it. That's the sad part about it. And
the
pitch to the catcher. Why would you come in? Just anything away, he's going to fly out to right.
But when he hit Utley,
the pitch selection
that
inning was
oh.
awful. His stuff was still good. Pitch selection was awful, I thought. Yeah, you can't hit Utley.
That gave him first and second with
nobody out.
Out.
You knew they were going to score somehow.
I mean, he limited the damage, but
he
the
did.
Astros
I mean,
didn't do anything.
I'm sorry. I still don't take him out of that ball game. No, with 83 pitches or whatever, 90 pitches, whatever.
Down
and,
a run?
And, yeah, and not
down,
for, not
down
for,
one, 2-1 game.
Not for Musgrove.
Not for anybody in that bullpen.
But it's
not
one
for,
thing.
Not for anybody
yeah,
in that
but
bullpen.
That makes
didn't they pull
even
him
easier.
Because he was about to bat? I mean, couldn't you?
They pinch hit for him. It was Gattis.
Right.
They had Gattis hit for him.
Yeah.
And Musgrove immediately gave up a home run.
Home run, yeah. I mean.
Where you just have him lay down a bunt
well,
and keep
I don't,
pitching?
Yeah.
I don't trust
keep
the
pitching.
Astros bullpen.
You?
You don't either.
No. I told you it was awful.
Does it turns out
bullpen.
It wouldn't have mattered because they didn't score another run,
no.
right?
So
well, that's the kind of momentum, too.
You don't know what you're going to get with the Astros. They can score 8 runs in an inning, or they can go 2 games and get 7 hits, where they don't put up anything. I can't figure them out. They look so aggressive for one game, and then they look like they're scared for two. It's hard to figure those guys out, man.
Okay, throw the salaries out, throw everything out. If you're going to start a baseball team and you could pick one player from either squad to start your baseball team in a draft,
Altuve
over his golden boy, Kershaw?
Yeah. Altuve plays every day. Kershaw only pitches once every five.
Yeah, those pitchers, man, they work once a week.
That's Sandy Koufax Jr. there, buddy.
That is just Sandy Koufax you. Jr., but he sucked the other night.
Yeah, he got his you-know-what's
night. Yeah, he sucked the other night. You cannot get a three-run lead and walk the lead-off hitter when you've got that kind of command. I'm sorry, you can't. That game the other night, I know for fans it was unbelievable. That 13-12 game was an unbelievable game.
Oh, stop it.
But for me...
For a grumpy old guy, it was...
You go out there and walk the leadoff hitter all the time. Everybody was walking the leadoff hitter. It drives me nuts.
Clark's been getting his tits lit.
Really has.
Yeah, it was bad. That was a tough game. It was awful to me. I know it was exciting for fans, but...
It was so exciting that I fell asleep in the eighth inning.
Yeah, me too.
It really was great.
And it was 12-9, and then... I said, oh, they're going to come back and tie this.
It really
was
exciting.
With that bullpen, they're going to come back and tie this.
Man, Springer's a stud. Bregman's a stud. I don't see how. I mean,
according to FanGraphs War, Jose Altuve is the most valuable player on the Astros team with a 7.5 war.
Who's next?
Carlos Correa at 5.2. George Springer at 4.5. That makes them all
studs.
They do, but... Where's the production?
That makes them tremendous players.
It's all or nothing.
If you have a 4.5 WAR for a season, you're awesome. Like that, people might not think, "Well, what's four wins? Four wins? If one player could win you four extra games in a season, that's a huge swing. I mean, that's a phenomenal player. Altuve's 7.5.
You're full of it.
Well, no, it's
not only offensive, defensively. It's unbelievable. Just he's the package, man.
Carlos Correa's got the best defensive war on their team, for whatever that's worth.
What starting pitcher would you rather have tonight, Lance McCullers Jr. or Yu Darvish?
It depends if McCullers' arm falls off from throwing 80 out of 90 sliders. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how his arm's still
there. McCullers.
I'm going to go with Darvish. Darvish had he tanked the other day really bad. He's due to come back and pitch well. That's why I got the Dodgers. The other day, McCullers came into the game, he threw 26 or 28 straight breaking balls, and the Dodgers never made an adjustment. How is that possible?
Well, he was outstanding in the ALCS as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been terrific.
I don't know how his arms... I mean, it's not like he's throwing a little sloppy curveball up there. He's throwing hard breaking balls time after time after time. I don't know how he does it. That's got to tear up your elbow, man.
Well, eventually.
Eventually it will. Yeah, everybody, all hands on deck tonight for this one, so you never know what you're going to see.
Well, they were saying Verlander could pitch tonight.
Sure he could.
He only threw 93 pitches.
Trust me, he could. Here's the thing.
What's it like as a starting pitcher having thrown 93 pitches to try? If you had to go out and try to pitch the next day? Like, what's your arm feel like?
Mush.
Yeah.
But so what?
Will he still be able to throw 96 for a batter or two?
Oh, yeah.
Game seven of the World Series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he could do it. He could get a couple hitters out. Yeah. Yeah.
You think we'll see him tonight?
Oh, there. Good chance.
How quickly would you go to Kershaw? Like, if Darvish got in trouble early, would you go to him then, or would you save him for a later situation that may not happen? Like,
no, I'd go early. I really would. And then... You got Morrow and the big boy in the bullpen.
There could be no tomorrow if they lose.
No,
that's pretty damn good right there. I'm sorry. Pretty good wordplay for Game 7 of the World Series.
You might see anything tonight because both these managers overmanage. It's unbelievable.
Dave Roberts.
Oh, my
gosh. AJ Hinch, I think.
They're playing in Houston the other night, and... In an American League city, and he has one player left on the bench in the seventh inning. The double, I
trying to make things happen, bud.
Holy cow! I'm going. what are you doing? I can't figure them out.
So do you think, like, last night, basically we're talking about, you know, leaving Verlander in or not. If they're playing in an American League park, it's not even a question.
No,
he just
no
keeps
question.
Pitching.
I understand that.
You would,
I mean,
think, but again, yeah, they've overmanaged so much.
That's
like,
true.
Maybe they do.
But I guess so let's assume that they would have, though.
Because did you see how pissed Rich Hill was?
Yeah.
Did you see what he did in the dugout?
Yeah.
He's throwing things around. He was livid.
Well, they couldn't hit him. They really couldn't hit him. I don't know. I wouldn't have taken him out either.
I mean, he was.
He threw 58 pitches.
Yeah.
But
did you see it, Jake? Did you see when he went in there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that's what they've been doing all
year.
He's
been doing that. I don't.
And Rich Hill
would drive me nuts.
You know, older and, you know, has had injury issues.
But yeah, I mean,
he just
struck out two guys in a row,
yeah,
right?
Five strikeouts.
I just liked how mad he was.
Yeah. But so I guess my.
Well, I mean, he put himself in a bad position. He had runners on second and third.
What would you do if you pitched in the playoffs? You pitched in the World Series.
Yes.
What would you, if your manager was trotting out there in the fifth inning at 50 or 60 pitches and you're pitching okay and the game's out of hand and you just go, oh, hey. Thanks, Skip.
I might have just taken the ball and run to center field.
Right. Right.
You're not getting this ball.
See?
No.
So do you think that makes the National League better or worse? The fact that decision has to be made. You know what I mean? Because the National League purists would say, well, it makes it better because now your whole roster is getting challenged. Your bench, you know, your bench comes into play. Your bullpen comes into play. Decision making. We can debate whether or not you should take him out. Whereas in the American League, it's all straightforward.
Exactly.
And so, which is better?
There is no better. It's a debate. This side is going to say, "Oh, American League." I mean, that's the way to go. In the National League, I used to be I used to like the National League. Pitchers had to hit pitcher had to hit. I wanted to hit.
Right.
You know, that was the thing. I loved to hit. So. That's what I wanted to do. And then after 10 years in the American League, it was like, I don't want to hit anymore. This is right. The way to go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love the fact that we have both, though. I don't ever want to see it align.
You know what? It makes for interesting bantering back and forth with people. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
And it changes the dynamic within the series. And I really do that.
The only problem is it doesn't matter where these games have been played. Both managers are overmanaging. They really are. I mean, I can't understand. You're taking guys out in the fourth and fifth inning with 50 pitches, and they're dealing to get a matchup? Come on. No.
This is a reaction to the Kansas City Royals winning the World Series with the bullpen.
But neither one of these teams have that bullpen.
Well, and
the problem.
And the other thing is the Royals didn't have an ace. Like, the Royals.
No, we... No, they have aces. Each one of these teams has their studs that they can go to. You leave your starters in there. You try to avoid those bullpens.
Right.
Dodgers have a better bullpen than the Astros because the Astros are just bullpen-wise.
Yeah.
But both are very vulnerable. They're not their Kansas City Royals bullpen.
I mean, I guess, and you follow up the Royals World Series with what happened last year and, you know, Andrew Miller and all that in the –
They overmanaged that one, too. Both of those guys screwed it up, to me. I guess you get more players in there.
Well, the best bullpen this year, the Super Bullpen, was the Yankees, and they lost to the Astros.
Mm-hmm. And the best closer in baseball has not been so great in this. I mean, Jansen was good last night, but you know what?
He's been very
And look what's
suspect.
become of Ken Giles. Good Lord.
It's awful.
I mean, you can't even have him
in the
game.
They're just abusing Morrow. I mean, he throws so much that he's got to be gassed right now.
Wow, Kenley Jansen's postseason ERA is only 1.72. It seems like it's been worse than that because
in three straight games
in the World Series, he's given up runs, you know, until last night.
So we're going to see slugfest again, or will it be more of what we saw last night?
I think the hitters are going to be tight.
I think McCullers is going to have a good game.
I think both of them
are.
I think they'll both have good games. Darvish, his breaking ball was so flat the other day. He could not command it. It was awful. If he doesn't have that breaking ball, he's in trouble. So if he's got that little downward tilt to that breaking ball and command it and get it down where he needs to get it down, they're going to have a tough time with him too. I think it's going to be one of those until they get to the bullpen. And the managers will overmanage again and get to the bullpen way too quick, and then you'll start seeing some runs come in. Why do you think nobody scores until the sixth inning generally?
Tight.
Because they get to the they run the bullpens out there, and then bullpens give it up. Starters overall have been pretty darn good, except for the Kershaw.
Not game five.
Not game five. No, that was leadoff walks. Walks, walks, walks. You can't walk people.
Was that the most bizarre strike zone that night, by the way?
Oh, my. How do you walk anybody with that strike zone? Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, he was calling everything, and they're still walking people. How do you miss that bad? That was terrible. Terrible strike zone. Big. Huge. I would have died for that zone. It wasn't just in and out. It was up and down.
Oh, it was
everywhere.
High and low strike
everywhere.
Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got Mike Boddicker in studio. Let's take a break. Back after this with more on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810. Thanks for joining us today. Thank you to our in-studio guest to talk about being inducted into the Chiefs Hall of Fame on Monday night. We had Matt Beisler in studio to talk about his new book. And Nate Buchanan, please give the information for tonight's book signing and special event with Matt Beisler.
So I will be there from 5 until 7.
So get there after 7 for your best opportunities.
Yeah, because I'm going to basically buy all the bundles and get all the autographs before that. Charlie Hustle, 47th and Broadway / Pennsylvania in on the Country Club Plaza is the place where Matt Beisler's doing his book signing tonight of his new book, No Other Home. So you can buy the T-shirt, which I've got one here. It's the Hart KC shirt that Charlie Hustle's famous for, but it's the navy blue and sporting blue Argyle pattern. And then on the back it says No Other Home, which is really cool, and that's in Matt's handwriting, by the way.
Printing.
So you get – well, they took a screenshot of his handwriting is what I should say. And then, they've been on the back of the shirt. They are selling the bundles, the T-shirt and the book. And if you buy a bundle, you get an autograph. He's doing the autographs from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. They have kid sizes as well. So if you got a kid who's a big Matt Beisler fan, you can get a kid-sized T-shirt and a book and obviously get an autograph there. And the first 200 youth bundles purchased, you get registered to win a chance for a private Matt Beisler book reading at your school. So it's the money goes to charity. And you get a shirt, you get a book, you help a great cause, and you get a Matt Beisler autograph all at the same time. Sounds pretty awesome.
Couldn't you do a bundle with him and Lezak?
Wow.
Both books?
Book signing together? Great.
And they could come read their books together?
Yes.
Yeah, that's something we could maybe work on.
Oh, man.
And Gary would sign up for that immediately.
Wait, Gary has a book?
Mm-hmm.
If once he would just mention it on our radio show.
So we in Kansas City know better than anyone that just because you're hosting game 7 doesn't mean you're gonna win it.
It doesn't, but I'm betting on the Dodgers tonight. I'm betting on the Dodgers tonight. I know B-Mac likes the Astros, huh?
And then last year what happened? Game 7 road team.
Yeah.
And so do you know what the record is in 38 game 7s of the World Series?
Yeah, road teams won quite a few of them.
What would you say, what's the split there? World Series Game 7s.
Out of 38?
Mm-hmm. How many home teams, how many road teams have won
that? I'd say probably about 22, 24 roads.
Nate.
That sounds about right.
I'm going 20 and 18.
In favor of?
The home team?
I'm guessing that the road team is a winning record because you're asking it.
Well, it's recently.
I'm asking the damn question.
In the past, I think the home team has won a lot of them. But
I'm going to say the road team has a winning record.
Oh, he's changing his tune.
Everybody's wrong.
Nah.
19 and 19.
Oh, it's 500. Nah. I was
right down the middle.
Though.
Trick question.
I said 20
Pretty
and 18.
Pretty good, though.
I win.
19 and 19. Now here we go.
Yes.
The Dodgers are 6-1 at home this postseason. The Astros are 2-6, although they have won a game in L.A. Here, they've got Lance McCullers on the mound tonight. Yu Darvish for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and in the postseason so far, McCullers has thrown 18 in the third innings, 2.95 ERA, 1.04 WHIP. Darvish, 13 innings, 4.15 ERA, 123 whip. So
Darvish did look scared when they panned to his face last night, late in the game. He did. He did. He had that nervous look.
You think he's already thinking about it?
Yeah, he was thinking about it.
Oh boy,
he was thinking about it. That's the only thing that scares me.
Like, how could you not think about it? Like, I mean,
yeah, but I'd want to be pumped, man. I want to pitch Game 7. I'd want that. I'd be fired up for that one, man.
What were you thinking about the night before your World Series start? What did you do?
Putting a CB radio in my pickup.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It went well. And I actually rode to the ballpark the day I pitched in the back of a Datsun 280Z hatchback. I was in the hatchback
part. Who was driving?
Gary Renicky was driving. Richie Dower was in the passenger seat, and they stuffed me in the compartment back there.
I could mess your neck up, man.
What kind of music were you cranking?
I don't know. I couldn't hear a bloody thing back there. No. I was like I was in a trunk.
Why were you back there?
Because I only had the pickup, and that was it, and my wife was coming to the game. So she needed the truck, and I needed a ride.
Why were you putting a CB in your pickup truck?
For the drive home, so I could talk to people.
Like, trucker clock, like, who wants it?
Like just talking to truckers and stuff?
Anybody,
hey,
yeah.
Rubber ducky.
Yeah.
Did you have a call sign?
Rubber ducky?
It was Bodface.
Convoy?
Bodface here?
Yeah, Bodface.
Bodface.
Any trucker stories for us?
No, I have none. It was terrible. It was brutal.
Why was it brutal?
I drove at night and there was nobody talking. So,
you know, my dad used to have a CB in one of his cars. Can you imagine some of the things that he might have said?
You communicate with some professionals on those things back in the day, if I remember
right,
correctly.
Communicate with a lot of people.
But that's you said, what did I do the day I was putting a CB radio in my truck?
So you had no nerves, you nothing, you were just ready
yeah.
to roll.
No.
I had a buddy in high school who had a CB radio in his car, and we used to go.
It's funny the stuff you hear on it.
Well,
I mean,
we used to go to the Quick
talking.
Trip on 78th and right off of I-70, and we figured out one time on accident that if we parked right in between the actual like gas station and the gas pumps, and you got on the right channel, you could talk to the people at the gas pumps like you were the person
like
behind
the speaker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we would sit there and just mess with people, and they were pulling up to get their gas.
Whoa! That's a lot of gas there. That's a lot of gas. Slow down,
sir. We would yell at people.
See the entertainment you get with CB radio?
Oh, man.
Me and Caesar used to go when we Kmart on Shoto. We'd go in there and, you know, they have
the Shoto?
The phone. And you'd get, you know, they say,
oh, yeah, the overhead?
Yeah, we need customer service now before we grab grab the phone and say various things, you know, so.
I have a buddy, Bill, he'd be like, sir, you are our 1,000th customer. You get four free gallons of water. Mm-hmm. And so the guy would like come in and be like, yeah, and like start taking the water out. And the person by the desk was like, what are you doing?
So do you still do that? Do you still hit the open road and try to talk to truckers, Mike, when you're looking on one?
No, that was a long, long time ago.
And so you think, do you think there'll be any more fallout from the Yu Darvish Gurriel controversy? You think Darvish will try to hit him with a pitch or something?
No. Nope.
No?
No.
Do you think that's an appropriate suspension to wait until next season and so he's not suspended this World Series?
As far as the baseball part of it, probably. You know, I hate to see somebody like that go out of the of a series like this. Right. But, you know, if you're going to suspend somebody, do it where it hurts. It doesn't hurt then.
Well, he suspended 5 games without pay. Money.
Empty suspension. That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean the money to them.
Like, I'm not saying he should have been suspended or shouldn't be suspended. My point is, like, you're in the World Series. Like, who cares if you're suspended for the first 5 games next year?
Yeah, that doesn't really. That's,
you know, that's not going to make the difference of whether or not he's going to.
Money wise.
I'm not going to get a steak tonight. I missed out my first 5. Yeah. You know what I mean? At that level. I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like any monetary, any fines would affect a guy like that.
Yeah.
I mean, do you? I mean, you.
Nah, I don't. To me, it's eyewash. It's what it is. That's what they're doing.
Nate?
I don't know. I feel like.
I don't want to see him go out because the series is so good. But other than that, if you're going to suspend somebody, suspend him.
I don't know if what he did deserves to be suspended in a.
So he signed a 5-year, $47.5 million deal. Like, what does he hear about 5 years? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this, though, like being around professional athletes, I'm amazed at guys that, we've like, you know, we've had like guys that, make tens of millions of dollars come on with us, and they like, you give them like a gift card to a restaurant and they're like fired up about it. Like, hey, sweet. Free. I'm like, free dinner for you. Like, that, yeah. But like, so people still care about their money. But I just feel like it's a sensitive subject, and I'm not, what he did was wrong and insensitive and all that. I do sometimes wonder about cultural differences in terms of what's acceptable, because we had a Cuban born player that did the same thing in the
Brian Peña
in the Royals dugout, and this is a Cuban born player. I don't know if it's a situation in Cuba where maybe guys make kind of jokes like this and it's not as castigated or whatever in our society. I don't know. I'm not trying to apologize for it, but
I think you should be suspended for these comments.
He might not know how offensive it is.
People
you know?
Do offensive stuff all the time. Just they're not on camera
right.
all the time.
And also,
that's the thing.
Sometimes people do what's offensive to one in one society isn't as offensive in another society sometimes. And I guess what I'm saying is I feel like at least this way it shows that the league is saying, look, this, you know,
this is not okay.
It's not okay. We will punish it, but there's different levels of punishment. You know, like I had a big argument with a buddy of mine a while back when some guys got caught on video at a sporting event saying some insensitive things, and they lost their jobs. Like, their employers found out about it, and they lost their jobs. And my buddy was like,
when
yeah,
did
right.
this happen? How did I miss this?
Well, it wasn't on the air that we had this argument, but...
the fact that this happened.
It was shockingly, it was a soccer game, so that's why I saw it. But some fans outside of a soccer game did the
you said this happened at a sporting game.
A sporting event. Okay. Sorry, yeah, it's just a sports event. Okay. It was a different soccer. It was not a sporting Kansas City game.
Okay.
It was a Toronto FC game. And these guys, you know, they tried to the old, you know, the viral thing of,
I don't know,
show
man.
Me your...
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know what you.
Oh, you're such. You're so.
I don't know.
Why are you grinning then?
No, because people listening on the show.
Why are you grinning? Stephen St. John.
It was the. Everybody was running around behind camera.
You're lying on air as we look at you covering
up. Jerk.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Everybody was running around for a while saying blank her right in her blank anytime they were like on a TV camera because it was a viral thing.
Oh, the guy that walked up on the reporter. Okay,
and so a couple knucklehead guys. Did that at a Toronto FC game, and right when there was a female reporter trying to do a stand-up, and she confronted them about it, and they were drunk and they were being stupid, and it became like it got on the internet, and these guys like lost their job. They were like worked as consultants or whatever at they were like engineers, you know, and they lost their job.
Drunk and stupid's no way to go through life.
My buddy
longer.
Was like, well, they should lose their jobs because you got to learn. People have to learn that you can't say certain things, you know. And I'm like, yeah, but whatever happened to, like, the 2-week suspension? Like, does everybody have to get fired for doing or saying something really stupid? Like, because
yeah, you'd have been fired a long time ago.
Like, if you suspended me for 2 weeks without pay, I would learn a heck of a lesson. Like, I would never do that again. Whatever it was that I did, I would never do it again.
I would. Because
that would crush me. And I realized that for me, losing 2 weeks of pay is not the same as a multi-million-dollar athlete. But still, I think that the public shame... The 5-game suspension, you have to sit out for 5 games while your team's playing, you still do miss out on a check.
No, the public shame is worse than
that. I'll bet
check.
You he'll never do it again. You know, like, that's enough for him to go, I'm never doing that again. Well, yeah, at least on camera, right. But you got to almost assume there's cameras everywhere
there's
these
cameras
days.
There's cameras everywhere.
So I feel like it accomplishes the purpose of showing the guy, like, you can't do that. It's wrong. He'll never do it again. And so it's I think it's okay. Like, I think, and I understand what you're saying. Like, if you're going to suspend him, maybe you should suspend him right away. But, man, I hate to see a guy.
I don't want to see that. I mean, that's a tough one right there.
And I bet you Darvish wouldn't even want him to miss a World Series game because
you Darvish
of that.
Oh,
he wouldn't deny
care.
It. Yeah. He would deny it.
Yeah, you Darvish. I believe he should be suspended tonight.
Tonight. Starting tonight.
Did he
possible.
Say he didn't care? I didn't see that.
He
wasn't offended or whatever.
They asked him what he goes, oh, yeah, I'm really offended. And just kind of mocked it
a little bit.
And so then.
Players do that crap all the time.
Gurriel said he wanted to have take conversation with him. And basically, when they asked Darvish, because there's no conversation necessary. It's fine.
It's a non-issue.
Right.
Yeah. Non-issue.
Right. If it was up to him, there's no there's
maybe
no
they
issue
asked
about
Darvish
it.
Too, and this is how they responded because of it. Maybe they asked before the suspension went down. So.
Well, sometimes we can't wait to be offended on behalf of somebody else, these days. That's part of that's part of society.
Society
too.
I think
Lee handled it fine. You know,
I have no problem with it because I like seeing him in the game to finish out here. But
I liked that Carlos Beltran pulled him aside and said, "Hey, man, we need to talk." Do you guys see that?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, don't do that. You don't do that stuff. So
Beltran's a good
leader.
And he
might, you know, like you said, he might not even known it was offensive from where he's from.
Right.
You don't know.
I'm going to ask you this. I think I've asked you this before, but I heard someone arguing about this yesterday. And so I want Mike Boddicker to give me the final word because this could be Carlos Beltran's last game tonight. We don't know. And if I had my...
I think it probably should be.
If I had my choice outside of Altuve, if there's somebody that could be the hero tonight, why not Carlos Beltran?
All right? Oh, I'd love to see that.
That would be great. Yeah. Okay. 20 years, by the way. 20 years in the league. First, let's just stop right there. How incredible is that? I mean, for
just surviving that long,
right?
Is amazing. Really is.
And playing at a high level. Last year he had 29 home runs.
The time I played, you get that anything beyond 10, 12 years, you're hurting. It takes its toll on you. You're getting old. Everything's getting slower.
When you saw
to
him,
go 20 was that's amazing.
When you saw him as a rookie. With the Royals, and he was a hell of a rookie, but has he even exceeded those expectations that you might have had for him when you saw him, or did you think when you saw him, you know what? Not only because hey, we saw a rookie of the year and Angel Baroa go right after that. When you saw Beltran, what were your expectations for him? Like, what did you think he was going to be?
I thought he'd be a nice player for about 10 years. Double that? No.
This is a good, solid player, not a star. Just okay.
I thought he'd be a very good ball player, not in between the average ball player and the superstar. I thought he'd be
okay. So here's his numbers. And so the question is he a Hall of Famer?
He's borderline Hall of Famer. His numbers:
435 home runs, mm-hmm. 1587 ribbies, 300 deals. 565 doubles and 68 triples. His slash line. For his career, 279 with a 350, 486 slug. Out for his career, what his 162 game average was. You're talking 279 with 27 homers and 99 ribbies and 20 steals and a 837 OPS, obviously. In the postseason for his career, he's played seven postseasons, 15 total series. His slash line of the postseason.
Unbelievable.
307. 412, 609 for an OPS of over 1,000. 215 at bats, 16 homers and 42 ribbies, 11 steals. So he's been nails in the postseason. Total hits for his career, he's got 2,725. Is he a Hall of Famer?
To me, he is. For what he's done for a 20-year career and the numbers he's put up postseason. I think he's a Hall of Famer. People go on numbers. They go on the 500 home runs, the 3,000 hit.
He comes up just short on all those ones that would make you a shoo-in.
Shoo-in.
Because if you're 500 home runs, you're a shoo-in. If you're 3,000 hits, you're a shoo-in. And he's just short on all those.
He's just short. But, I mean, just the longevity and...
Got three gold gloves to add some defense to it.
I tell you what, he literally could have won more gold gloves easily. He could have stole more bases if people would have turned him loose, I think, when he was younger. Because he was a good base stealer.
Well, you look at his percentage. I mean, 312 stolen bases, only caught 49 times.
I know it. I mean, that's what I mean. If they'd have turned him loose and let the man run, I think he was kind of held back for a while.
But you have to remember, the majority of those years was during the steroid era when it was all about station to station, hit home runs.
I know. That's what I mean. If he would have been able to, he could have stole 500 bases.
He's going to end up, as far as hits, he's 61st all time with 27-25. Triples, he's fifth active with 78. Home runs, 46 all time with 435. Ribbies, 41st with 1587.
He's a switch hitter, too. People got to remember, he's a switch hitter.
27th all time in doubles.
That's not easy to do.
No. You don't see hardly
anything. No, you don't. You don't see any good switch hitters.
when he got traded away from the Royals in 2004, that's when I was, that was my first year traveling with the team, so I was around him every day. And I've told you several times, even he was my favorite Royal to cover. Never once turned out a single interview. And that team in that 2004 year was horrible. I mean, everything was going wrong. Yeah. And I thought to myself when he got traded, I just covered a Hall of Famer. I believed that at the time. I thought, and so something that you never do as a broadcaster or a journalist, you never ask for an autograph. When he got traded, John Sleaser had taken a picture of him climbing the wall in that magical 2003 season when it looked like they were going to go to the playoffs, and he robbed somebody from the Mariners of a home run in straightaway center field where he climbed up the wall, and John Sleaser of the Star took an amazing photograph of that, and he gave me an 8x10 glossy of it. And I told Carlos when he left, I was like, man, you got to sign that for me. I want to have that because I think that might be the only Hall of Famer that I will have ever covered it, like on a consistent basis in my career. And then I really thought for the longest time he's not going to make the Hall of Fame. And now I feel like he's got a chance. Like he's lasted long enough.
To be honest
now,
with you, he's not going to get that first vote in.
No,
but I think he'll make it.
He's got a chance.
No, I think he'll make it. I really do. I he's so close at so many different spots. It's not just the 3,000 hits.
Maybe the postseason stuff pushes it over the top.
Yeah, it's the 500 home runs too. There's only a few handful of 500 home runs, 3,000 hit guys. Yeah. He's close on both of them.
So does he try to hang around?
He's got 16 playoff home runs to add to it.
Yeah, add to it.
Does he try to stick around and hit one of those milestones?
Gosh, he'd have to play for two more years to have a shot at
it. And
his
swing does not look real good right now. He's really, it almost looks like he's kind of stoved up, like he's not getting through the ball at all. So, I mean, that's his decision. If I was a manager and a club owner, I'd like to have him on a team.
I almost guarantee you that he retires if they win the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, this is his shot. I think he's only been in the World Series one other time, right?
Yeah.
So this is his shot to win the World Series.
How awesome would it be if he's up tonight with a game on the line? I mean, yeah, I'd love
Father
to see
Time might
like
leave
that.
Him just for one more game. That would be nice.
I mean, that'd be great. I mean, I keep forgetting that's another reason I'm rooting for the Astros. So I like Carlos Boozer and his monkey.
He's a complete class act. I mean,
you are too. You know,
I remember when he got his first big contract with the Royals. He built a house for his dad in Puerto Rico, and he would talk to me about it all the time because he got it built without telling his dad. He kept telling his dad that he was building it for himself. And so he kept saying, hey, Dad, what do you think? He would ask him his opinion, like, you know, what do you think about where the living room should be or how this should be placed and all this stuff? And so he could get his dad's opinion on what he liked on everything. And then he built the house according to that. And then for his dad's birthday, gave it to him, you know, and like it, just like listening to him, how excited he was talking about all that stuff. All the stuff he's done for Puerto Rico since the hurricanes happened. He's just a class act. I've always been a fan of his.
We'll be right back after this to wrap things up on WHB.